What does farm to table look like in Reno?
I mean, farm to table is nothing new in my book. You know, it's been around for many, many, many ages, just getting back to the old ways of doing things. But I'll tell you, Reno's got a really ginormous leap on the nation, I think, to a certain degree. Reno has a bunch of people who really care where their food comes from. And you can evidence that by the Whole Foods here is one of the busiest in the region, in their whole region here. And also our food co-op went from 500 square feet to 10,000 square feet and has well over 6,000 members in the last few years. So farm to table really just means, you know, do you know where your food comes from? That's how I look at it.
How does it impact the food scene here?
If consumers are spending money on local ingredients, we're doing a few things. One, we're eating healthy, nutritious food when it's meant to be eaten seasonally and forced to eat seasonally. And we're eating things when they're at their peak point of healthiness and vitamins and minerals because you're not waiting for things. They're not sitting around. They're not traveling in refrigerated containers and the like. We're also taking less miles and green, you know, carbon footprint's a lot smaller if we're buying things that are only a few miles away. And then the biggest thing for me is that maybe the two biggest things. One is that we're supporting people in our own community. We're putting our money right back into our community. So those people, we buy produce from local vendors. They go out and spend their groceries here right back into our community. And also tied with the fact that there's a sense of pride about eating things that are in season and local.
Is eating this way expensive?
Eating this way to me is not expensive. There's certain ways to eat expensively, but you know, if you look around and shop and ask the right questions, you know, this local food's available in Save Mart. I've seen it in all regular grocery stores. It doesn't have to just be the co-op. It doesn't have to just be Whole Foods. And you go to a farmer's market. You know, there's plenty of farmer's markets here. Reno, we have well over 13 of them throughout the summer. And also there's year-round farmer's markets.
And how does the drought play a role in all of this?
Well, thank God I'm not a grower. Our growers and ranchers are the ones who are really focused with that. The drought plays a role in my world is that we end up kind of feeling the price crunch for beef and lamb and different livestock that we get from the ranches here in Nevada. Some of the farmers have had a really tough year, so they're growing less, which that really stinks in my book because, you know, instead of them growing at a loss, they just decide to kind of pack it up and wait for a better water year for them.
When farmers are growing less, how does that affect your business?
You know, I think that we have the ability to think on our feet. We write the menus daily, so we're able to kind of just go with the flow. I think at places that have menus that are set in stone and they don't do much changing at all, pay a lot steeper price when, let's say they're buying cauliflower from Yerington and they can't get it for a few weeks because of the drought and they have to kind of change to a different producer or purveyor. They have a difficult time doing that. For us, we're kind of light, small, nimble. We think on our feet really fast. We're able to kind of just move around and get the items that we can get and use those items when they're at their peak freshness and when they're available.
How does the food industry affect Nevada's economy?
Well, I'm not quoting any statistics or I'm not an expert here, but I do know that the governor made it a point to make sure that Nevada looks at agriculture as one of the top five or six things that we're looking to grow in the next 5 years. You're seeing a lot of things like indoor agriculture. You're seeing aquaponics. You're seeing a lot of money and grants being given from not only the state of Nevada, but also from federal grants and federal money pouring in to help people look at different ways to grow food here. So, I mean, it's a natural no-brainer that if we can kind of make farming cool and ranching cool again, which I think it is, and a lot of people would agree with me, that I think that this is kind of just going back to the old ways. Again, it goes back to we're not doing anything that they didn't do 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. We just screwed it up so bad that now we're kind of trying to dig our way out of that. So my feeling is that it could be a huge impact to us. You know, we have great sunshine here. Do we have a lot of water? No. But are there ways around that? Yes. You know, do we have great solar and great technology here? Yes. Could people look at Nevada and say, hey, they can produce some amazing foods? Absolutely. So I think it's kind of just changing the perception. You know, Reno's going through a rebirth, and I think that agriculture and ranching farms here are absolutely going through the exact same thing.
What role does the food scene play in rebranding Reno?
I think that a lot of people will say as things start to come back, the first things you're going to look for is going to be restaurants, bars. Okay, and now Reno has some great restaurants and bars. I mean, distilleries moving on, breweries moving in. You know, we're getting notoriety for all these things. And then you follow that up with arts. You know, and then we follow that up with retail. And I think that brings the people back down. We want people living downtown. I live in the Palladio. It's full. The Montage, it's full. You can't find places to live downtown. They're developing new living for downtown people because downtown is strengthened and the downtown is core is strong. Everything spreads out from there. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things that a lot of economic indicators point that the food movement, the beer movement, the cocktail movement, all those things lead us to not having like a downtown that's empty every night, that have us a full, vibrant town.
What are the challenges of owning a restaurant?
With anything, that cash flow is king in a restaurant. Everyone will tell you, you know, I go out and talk about restaurants and business all the time. I also say it's a really great way to lose a bunch of money. I think that things that we have to pay for is like, or have to look at is, I think our community, or I know this to be true, for a developed nation, America spends the least amount of money on food and groceries per person of any developed nation. And now you start to think people look for cheap, 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 cheap. Well, that's not the way to do it anymore. Instead of getting a $3 salad, I'd rather pay $8 and have the greens be picked right at Sierra Spring Gardens, which is about 3 miles from downtown Reno. Those are the things that are changing that perception of people saying, well, why does that cost so cheap and why does that cost so much? Well, look where it came from.
You're saying it does cost more to eat better,
well,
but it's, that it's worth it.
At certain times it does, yes. Now, if you're talking about one salad and the difference of $4 and you put that in a week and you had one salad that's a difference of $4 in the long run, that's less than $1 a day.
Do you think that there'll be more changes to come in the food scene here?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're just at the beginning of this whole entire thing. I mean, the best is yet to come. We're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years away from being where we want to be. But this is just the beginning. You know, it's been going on for a while, but now it's gotten, the groundswell's gotten a little bigger. And there's a lot more restaurants coming in, a lot more people coming in and talking about what they're doing and then backing it up and showing what they're doing.
Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.